the name of Jesus, amen. I was recently talking with a student. We were reflecting on the passion story, what we just heard, the crucifixion of Jesus. She was having a really hard time understanding how a group of people like that could be so angry and condemn a man to death and be so hateful. How could everyone just turn on Jesus like that? So angry, so violent. We had a moment of pause to reflect on it. I didn't really have an answer. I just kind of reflected on life. In our better, calmer moments, we might wonder how such violence and hatred can occur. Yet when we go through the news on the phone, we find it. And we all struggle with what the Bible calls self-control, or control of emotions and peer pressure and responses. Our service today certainly has better moments and worse moments in that final week of Jesus' ministry. It's a service of extremes. We come in with happiness. Our reading focuses us on the catastrophe of the cross. We begin with palm branches. We remember how Jesus entered with much anticipation. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But today traditionally is also called Sunday of the Passion. And we also remember this is the final week, the kickoff to Holy Week of Jesus' ministry and earthly life. And Jesus enters in triumph only to be put down that same week on the cross. Jesus, of course, came for this. He came to seek and save the lost, to give his life for this life. During Holy Week, Jesus suffers all the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the crisis, all that is content even, but all the catastrophes that we are capable of. And as I reflected, that student, isn't that life, saints and sinners that we are? Our service today, like our lives, has moments of ups and downs, all condensed in that final week of Jesus. It matches the better and worse moments of our lives and of our natures. And sometimes we're right there with Jesus, as the disciples were part of that week. Sometimes we practice self-control, but other times we run away from it. Sin crouches at the door of our soul and we give in. And we blame someone else, just like the crowd blamed Jesus. We all fall short of the glory of God. We fail to keep this word. We need Jesus to suffer in our place. It's a week of extremes, extremes in us. Our second reading today from Philippians also matches these extremes. It gives us some sense of this struggle with sin in our lives, the extremes in our souls. Our second reading from Philippians has two words of extreme I'd like to focus a little more on. Two words of extreme today. And just like our service is a high and a low, Palm Sunday, Sunday of the Passion, our second reading has extremes of empty and enough. Empty. Our second reading says that Jesus emptied himself. That's the meaning of what happened this week. Jesus, God's Son, takes on the form of a servant. He empties himself, the reading says, of the power of the glory of God. Jesus empties his very life, the very life of God on the cross. He gives all of that life to the world. He empties everything he has down to the last breath to fill us in the world with that power of God. There's all kinds of little details that point us to it. In Philippians, but in Mark that we heard, in Mark's gospel, back at the beginning, when Jesus is baptized at the start of his ministry headed towards the cross, it says that the Spirit goes into Jesus. That's what it says. The Spirit goes into Jesus. The heavens are torn open, it says, as the Spirit, the power of God, goes into Jesus. And in Mark's gospel, the section we read today, what does it say on the cross? It says the Spirit departs from Jesus. With a loud cry, Jesus gives it up, departs from Jesus as he dies. And what is torn open, it says, the temple curtain torn open, the heavens torn open, the barrier between us and God torn open, the Spirit given for all. Jesus empties himself of that Holy Spirit, the power of God to save. Empty. Jesus empties that for us. Two extremes, empty and enough. And when Jesus empties that power of God on the cross, he gives us, right, more than enough of the Holy Spirit and power and wisdom, and more than enough of the fruits of the Spirit in Scripture. All he gives us, more than enough for each day of our life. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. Our second reading from Philippians today puts it this way. Have this mind among us. The mind of Jesus, who emptied himself, who took the form of a servant, that we would be empty of our own strengths even in order to give our power, our patience, our diligence, our goodness to others. To follow the example of Jesus, that the first shall be last and the last first, and it's more blessed to give and to receive, all of those teachings, don't they come together in the example on the cross? All of it, to love others as you have been loved. To have this mind of Jesus among ourselves. Two extremes, empty and enough. The emptiness of Jesus is enough for us. But of course, there's the crowds. And of course, there's my students' question lingering. How could they do such a thing? How can such things still happen? How can we deal with extremes? There are times when empty and enough become extremes, don't they? When we feel empty, how many times we feel like we've had enough? Isn't that how we use the word? I've had enough. Just like our service today has two extremes of Palm Sunday and the Sunday of the Passion, palm branches and a cross, we often feel the extremes, right? Of giving and then having not enough, of feeling empty. Jesus, of course, knows this about us. He knows our weaknesses and our extremes. He knows firsthand on the cross what it's like to have had enough, to be totally alone and empty. In moments like this, right, that's where we look to Jesus on the cross. On the cross, Jesus empties himself of that Spirit of God, empties himself of the life of God to give us the Holy Spirit, to give us that eternal life of God. Jesus becomes obedient to the point of death, the ultimate point of emptiness, even death on a cross, as our second reading says, that this is more than enough. And how does our second reading go? It goes to the extreme, right, of Jesus exalted. At the name of Jesus, everyone would know. Everyone shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. When Jesus is emptied on the cross, when he's had enough, he's exalted by the Father, raised from the dead, ascended to heaven, Lord of all. Empty really is enough for Jesus. In the crucified, in the risen, in the ascended Lord Jesus, there's more than enough, pointing us to that power and that glory and that honor of God for everyone. Have this mind among you, Paul says, to empty our egos, to empty our pride, to empty our strength, to do it for others as Jesus does. And just as our second reading promises that Jesus was exalted, that everyone will confess him as Lord, what's the promise for us when we empty ourselves, when we give to others, when we live that way, when others see our love, when others see that self-emptying in practice and in patience? Scripture puts it this way, doesn't it? They'll know we are Christian by our love. It will point to our Father in heaven. Our self-emptying, our self-giving love will lead others to Jesus being Lord of all. The witness. When the centurion, the one who executes Jesus, sees how he dies, how he empties himself, even the enemy becomes a friend in Jesus. Who's our extreme? Our enemies. Self-empty our ego for them. it will point to the cross and reconciliation. Today's service of extreme invites us to look at the extremes of our souls, the extremes of our society, the extremes of life, but to look at it in new and grace-filled ways. When you're empty, you can be filled again with the power of Jesus. When you've had enough, you can get more than enough in Jesus. More patience and hope and self-control, all given in the self-emptying cross of Christ. It goes from empty to enough. Enough power and strength and patience and hope. When we empty ourselves of that pride and strength even for the welfare of others, we point to the power of Jesus. It can be hard, like my student approached me, to approach the pain and shame of the cross of Christ, the Son of God who suffers for our sin. It's much harder to approach it with the own sin in our souls. It could be hard to come to terms with emptiness. This Holy Week, we turn to the cross of Jesus, who Scripture says is empty for us. And in Jesus, being empty is enough. In Jesus, living empty leads to more than enough power and hope. As Paul tells us, have this mind among us, which is yours, enough in Christ Jesus, who emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant. Amen.